features that make its products or services distinctive. Strategic cost management describes cost management that specifically focuses on strategic issues. Management accountants help formulate strategy by helping managers answer many questions. For example, you'll need to know who your most important customers are and how you deliver value to them. That helps you know what substitute products exist in the marketplace and whether they differ from your product in terms of price and quality. Cost accounting can tell you what your most critical capability is, such as technology, production, or marketing, and how you can leverage it to develop a new strategy. It will also tell you whether you have enough cash to fund the strategy. There is just one problem. Your strategies and capabilities, even the best designed ones, are useless unless they're effectively executed. In order to compete, you must now examine how to create value for your customers. In addition to a fair price, customers also expect and demand quality in the products and services they buy from you. People don't just buy your products or services, they experience them. The value chain helps you there. That's the sequence of business functions in which something the customer values is added to products or services at each stage. The six major functions within a business are research and development, design of product services and processes, production, marketing, distribution, and customer service. Each is essential if you expect to satisfy your customers and keep them loyal to you over time. Companies use a strategy called customer relationship management that integrates people and technology in all business functions to enhance relationships with customers, partners, and distributors. Customer relationship management uses technology to coordinate all the activities that touch customers, such as marketing, sales calls, distribution, and post-sales support. It also coordinates the design and production activities necessary to get products to customers. You don't need to follow the chain in a given order. Sometimes firms are better off if two or more of the functions work concurrently as a team. Management accountants track the costs incurred in each value chain category with the goal of reducing costs in each and improving efficiency. Cost information also helps managers make cost-benefit trade-offs. You can't decide which trade-off you want if you don't know the true costs and benefits of the decision. For example, you may need to decide whether it's cheaper to buy products from outside vendors or to make them yourself, or if whether it's worthwhile to invest more resources in design and manufacturing if that reduces costs in other areas. You can also implement strategy, cut costs, and create value by enhancing your supply chain, which describes the flow of goods, services, and information from their initial sources to the delivery of products to consumers, regardless of whether those activities occur in the same or in other organizations. Customers want you to use the value chain and supply chain to deliver levels of performance that continuously improve in the areas of cost and efficiency, quality, time, and/or innovation. If you're a management accountant, other managers will look to you for support. Three guidelines can increase your value to them. The first is that you must use a cost-benefit approach, as we mentioned before. Second, recognize behavioral as well as technical considerations in situations. The technical considerations help you make wise economic decisions by providing managers with the information they need about costs in various value chain categories, while the behavioral considerations help you motivate managers and other employees to aim for the goals of the organization. Third, you need to identify different costs for different purposes. Management accounting is also an integral part of the controller's function in an organization. In most organizations, the controller reports to the chief financial officer, who is a key member of the top management team. Once you're at the point of making decisions, there's a standard process to follow.